turn from lumber to steel in a discussion of security. The CEO of Proofpoint, a cybersecurity business, joins us right now, and Gary Steele, the CEO of that company. Gary, thanks for you. We got the lumber lead turned to you now with cybersecurity. But boy, what an understatement of all time for Bloomberg Markets as a radio show. But you know, what an interesting economy where we're talking about the importance of the dairy business, the importance of the lumber business, and yet cybersecurity is something that affects all of these industries now. It seems to me that that's the biggest change in the world of cybersecurity, is that these are issues that affect every company out there now, not just tech companies.
No, that's absolutely true. And we see issues across every size of company, every vertical market. It's become a pervasive issue across every industry.
We just did a big broadcast from a few weeks ago from a provider software focused on really on ransomware and trying to fix ransomware, Carbonite, based in Boston, but also focused on small and medium-sized businesses. And I wonder if you see ransomware as the biggest threat out there, current threat out there in the world of cybersecurity.
I wouldn't say it's the biggest threat, but it clearly represents a big challenge for many organizations. Today, we see a new strain of ransomware every 2 to 3 days. So what's happening today is the bad actors continue to evolve their tradecraft, and in doing so, they're having reasonable success getting their ransomware installed on companies' computers. And so we work really hard and vigilantly to better defend these companies and make sure that it doesn't actually hit the end user and hit the end user desktop.
How do you do that?
You know, we basically look at all email coming in, because oftentimes ransomware gets directed as some form of embedded malware in an email message that someone's going to click and open up and then ultimately infect their computer and their network. And so we're looking at those inbound emails, identifying those specific phish messages and blocking them before they ever get delivered.
So there's also, of course, so much in the headlines and so much legitimate concern about the impact of Russia and nation state hacking on the elections in France, elections in the U.S. We know that it happened in the U.S. It looks like it may have happened in France as well. And I wonder if nation state hacking is suddenly a bigger problem for business to worry about.
You know, nation state hacking is a reality in today's world. Given the broad geopolitical climate and what we see in the threat landscape, we do see nation states as relatively active. And I don't think that goes away. I think that is the new reality of what organizations face, and they have to better defend themselves from the kinds of attacks that could come in from those kinds of parties.
Just got an email from one of our favorite listeners asking me to ask you, and I think it's a good one. Do you use a special email client? Do you suggest that your users go away from the software that they're using to more secure systems, whether it's more secure browsers, more secure email clients, or beyond?
We don't recommend a specific email client, and most email clients have the same impact of opportunity to be infected. So what we do recommend is having a better vigilant set of capabilities at the perimeter of their company, and so that stuff gets blocked and it doesn't become an issue for that email client at all.
And so talk to me about, you know, what kind of customers you have and how you find customers and how your business works.
You bet. So today we serve roughly half of the Fortune 100, roughly 34% of the Fortune 1000. So we focus mostly on midsize and large companies. We have a direct sales organization. And as a business, we've been public for 5 years. So we announced our earnings last week on the 20th, and that was our 5-year anniversary of our first day of trading, which was quite exciting for us. And so the company has grown at a phenomenal pace. Earnings last quarter, for example, revenue exceeded 40%. And we're quite proud of the rate of growth we've had. And it's simply because organizations are investing to better defend their end users from these kinds of attacks. And the threat landscape obviously has gotten much more complicated and has evolved quickly. And at the same time, as more companies adopt the cloud and cloud technologies, they ultimately end up replacing much of their legacy technology in favor of a cloud-based solution.
Gary Steele, CEO of Proofpoint. Thank you very much. An interesting company, one to keep an eye on. The company's called Proofpoint. This is Bloomberg Markets. This is Bloomberg.